Leading environmental agencies are warning that humans are causing devastating damage to the world's ecosystems. Hundreds of plants and animal species are disappearing annually, and according to leading scientists, that could have a major impact on the future of mankind. Suzanne Chislett reports on a new tool for understanding changes in the world's ecology.
The United Nations Environment Programme has launched the World Atlas of Biodiversity. For the first time, it provides a comprehensive map-based view of the variety of animal and plant life that man depends on and the links between them. It may sound like something from school days, but environmentalists hope the map will serve as a wake-up call and dramatically improve our outlook on green issues. Sally Nicholson is from the World Wildlife Fund.
It's when people think about what it really means in their daily lives. At the moment, they find they've got water on tap, but just stop and think about what if they didn't. It's not just about something that's happening over there, always will, and the world will sort it out in the end, or somebody else will take care of it. It's something that's on our doorstep, and if it's not on our doorstep now, it may very well soon be.
Experts estimate that at the current rate of extinction, the Earth is losing one major drug every 2 years. Plants that could provide the key to ending some of the world's biggest killers like cancer and AIDS are vanishing fast because of the way man farms and destroys environments. And the impact of extinction is already being felt. In developing nations, some 80% of people rely on medicines based largely on plants and animals, and they're being directly affected by the impacts of over-farming and deforestation. Michael Holland is from the Chelsea Physic Garden in London. For the last 300 years, the centre has tested plants from around the world for medicinal properties. He says it's vital that these environments are sustained.
Things that we take for granted as weeds, maybe things that are growing on the lawn beside us right now, at some stage in the past have been used as medicines, but not so much anymore. Things like the dandelion, the daisy, and even the grasses can be used for, the roots of grasses can be used against rheumatism. Nowadays, there is a resurgence in that sort of thing, but it's not mainstream.
The atlas compiled by the United Nations Environment Programme contains a wealth of facts and figures on the importance of forests, wetlands, marine and coastal environments, as well as other key ecosystems. It is the diversity that is key to ensuring that the ecosystems continue, so says Mark Collins from the UNEP.
Biodiversity is all these living things around us, but the message we particularly want to put across is that it's about more than species, it's about more than the genetic diversity in species that we all depend upon. It's also about ecosystems and the processes and functions within ecosystems, which are so important to the future of people around the world.
The World Wildlife Fund conducts similar research every 2 years, and over the past three decades has been able to produce what it calls a Living Planet Report. It reveals that populations of the world's forest species have declined by 15% since 1970. Marine species populations are down 35%, and among freshwater species, numbers have been more than halved. Sally Nicholson is head of global policy for the WWF. She says changes must be made to the worldwide attitude to conserving ecosystems, and those changes must come quickly.
WWF wants governments to focus on how they can help deliver real sustainable development. So it's not just about the environment, it's not just about social progress, it's not just about the economy. It's about all three of those being mutually supportive, looking at poverty eradication, looking at sustainable consumption patterns, and looking at ecosystem integrity. We want to have a good planet, good quality of life for our children, our children's children. We want to make sure that the options are still open to them.
And for that to happen, argue environmental groups, the governments of the world have to put aside politics and come up with a long-term plan to ensure the future of the many hundreds of animal and plant species under threat today. For Common Ground, I'm Suzanne Chislett in London.